Good evening, friends and family. Welcome. This is Sunday Morning Breakfast Live. We're here. It's Monday night. And that means that not only are we on the phone line, but we're also on Facebook Live. So we invite you to not only listening over the phone, be prepared to press *5 if you have a question, a testimony, something that you would like to share this evening. Or go ahead and jump on Facebook as well on the Tellius M. Carr page where you can interact. And we're doing this virtually. So enjoy. Let's move forward in this topic. We've had some amazing lessons in the spare the rod, spoil the child topic this week. And we did everything this week. We talked about the parent's responsibility when it comes to discipline and what they need to know to be able to even do so. We then went further into what is the child's responsibility in understanding and knowing truth, knowing and understanding what it is that they should be rearing up, that a child could also be the one who is training an adult. Because when it comes to child and adult in the essence of training up, spare the rod, spoil the child, it's not about age, it's about maturity, and that's spiritual maturity. And then we went further into last night talking about just growth in our growth and understanding. And that growth and understanding requires wisdom. And that's wisdom in God's word. And the beauty of God's word tells us that we need to study to show ourselves approved. How else will we know what it is exactly that is being taught, that is being said, that is being shared? So we thank you all for being here tonight. We're excited to move forward on this call, spare the rod, spoil the child, and we're going to do so with our leader, Mr. Tellius Carr. Good evening, Mr. Carr.
Good evening, Ms. Tiana.
How are you doing, sir?
Doing wonderful, and yourself?
Great, thank you.
So, y'all, we've been talking about this amazing topic all week, sparing the rod, spoiling the child, but I've been actually touching more into the spiritual connotation, the context, the connect that we need to address, and that's that childish behavior, not only in our children but ourselves, because we want our children to grow up and be responsible adults, but God wants us to grow up and be responsible Christians.
Amen.
And I think that we all need to sit back for a second and evaluate life. But evaluate it through the lens of God, not through the lens of what you know it to be. And then we can actually identify some things and we can correct some things and we can remove ourselves from those things because that's not who you are. Okay? So with that being said, we're going to go ahead and pray and then we can get started on the call. Ms. Tiana, please.
All right, let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day and we thank you for bringing us together to just share in one another, to share in your word, and to just celebrate you. We are honored that you have given us this gift called life. We're honored that you have shared your word with us to know exactly what it is that we're supposed to do in this life, and we are honored that you sent your son to be that living example. So as we go forward on this call, let's do so with open hearts and open minds so that we can receive everything that you have for us. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Right. So, Mr. DJ, real quickly, what you got for us, man? What you got for us?
To sum it all up, for me, it's discipline. You know, discipline is the key to everything. It's your discipline that determines your destiny. You know, you can dream about a lot of different things. Your discipline versus your dream. Your dream, they're nice. But discipline is what allows you to reach your destiny. And without discipline, you can't do anything. And as children, as us as children, as God's children, and even our own children, you must instill discipline. Now, I'm not saying which way to do that, but the Bible does say, spare the rod, spoil the child. It also teaches us, you know, faith without works is dead. Discipline is stretched many different ways when it comes to us individually and us as Christians. But you should not perform discipline if you ain't disciplined. You can't tell somebody which way to go when you don't know which way to go. You know, it's time out to do as I say, not as I do. Okay? You have to follow me as I follow Christ. Hope you ate well.
Uh-huh. I'm with it. I'm with it. All right. So, y'all, we're going to start right there. I'm actually going on live, so let me know when y'all can see me. Okay, yeah, I'm here. Okay. So I titled it, Don't Be Childish, Grow Up. But it's the same. Talking about, right?
Huh? Yes, indeed.
All right. All right.
That's what it is. Don't be childish. Grow up. Spare the rod, all the time. We got to grow up at some point in time in our life, right?
Amen. Don't
get childish people.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Y'all with me out there?
Yes, sir.
All right. Just arriving.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So don't we get tired of that? How you doing, Miss Frank and Miss Tiana? When people are just childish, how you doing, Miss Shabri? Okay. And we want people to grow up, especially people that we connected to. How you doing, Miss Bethany? I think it's time out for the childish stuff, right?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Can y'all hear me? Or is it my phone breaking up?
No, your phone.
I can hear you clear.
Okay. How you doing, Ms. Karen and Ms. Robinson? So, y'all, that's what we're talking about tonight. We're talking about, you know, putting away those childish things. You know, don't be childish. Grow up. And here's the thing, okay? When we say grow up, you can hear me? Okay, Ms. Portia. When we say grow up, now you got to make sure, because understanding is very important, okay? When we say grow up, you don't want to grow up in what you know to be right. Grow up in what God has called you to be right in. This is very important. All right? Everybody with me so far?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Everybody has their different versions of what growth and maturity looks like. We think that we're grown when we get out on our own. Does that mean you're grown?
Lord, no.
No.
Because if that makes you grown, what about if you ever had to go back to your parents' house? So does that make you a child? Mm-hmm. So that doesn't make us grown. That doesn't mean that we're not childish. Okay? So childish lines up with God. See, childish, when we're childish, that means we're still acting like and we're thinking like and we're understanding like and we're speaking like the world. That's being childish. Are we okay with that definition?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Okay? Because only you do know that only you know that only mature people can make it into heaven.
Amen.
Yes.
Rock the world now. Only mature people can make it into heaven. What I mean by that is you mature when you accept God as your Savior. You mature when you start to speak like God, when you start to think like God. You mature when you start to understand like God. Because when you speak, think, and understand like God, you do know that you can master life very successfully, skillfully even. You know that, right? You know
indeed.
That, right? Remember the Bible said, let it be done on earth as it's done where?
In heaven.
In heaven.
In heaven. With that being said, before God gives us much, he sees how we handle the little. In other words, before God gives us heaven, he sees if we're mature enough to handle earth.
Mm.
Okay.
Did y'all catch that?
Yes, sir.
God literally sees, observes, if we are mature enough to handle earth. Can you handle your earthly situation before you handle the heaven situations?
Come on.
Hello? See, this is why it says, you know, stop being childish. We don't have time to be childish no more. We don't have time to be thinking like the world. Remember, he said to be in the world but not of the world. So just because we're in the world, that don't mean we think like them. That don't mean that we speak like them. And that definitely don't mean that we understand like them. In other words, we shouldn't live like the world because we ought to be peculiar. See, childish people tend to act alike. But see, mature people know what they are called to do. In other words, I respect who God called you to be, and hopefully you respect who God called me to be as well.
All right.
Ain't that something, Mr. DJ?
Yes, sir.
All right, let me acknowledge everybody. How you doing, Ms. Karen, Ms. Alicia, Ms. Juanita? How are you? Ms. Angela, how you doing, Ms. Kay, Ms. Brenda, and Ms. Rochelle? Ms. Mitchell, how are you doing? Ms. Sharonda, hey, hey. Okay. Ms. Lisa and Ms. Andrea and Ms. who is that? Ms. Butler and Ms. Rollins. How y'all doing this evening? All right? So, y'all, we're talking about fair and the rod, spoiling child, you know, Don't be childish. It's time to grow up. So, Ms. Tiana, I'm going to let you come with the email questions that we have. Mr. DJ, we're going to be rocking and rolling. And y'all ready for this? Y'all ready?
Yes, sir.
We're going to have
a
tonight now. All right. Here we go. Ms. Tiana, what's the first email question?
First question we have tonight is, this week we talked about correcting promptly. If I'm angered, should I wait until I have a cool head before I knock my daughter's teeth out?
Say that again. I didn't hear you.
Sure. This week we talked about correcting promptly. If I am angered, should I wait until I have a cool head before I knock my daughter's teeth out?
Oh, wow. Okay. Mr. DJ.
I'm going to say you should, because you should approach your daughter and even chastise her in love, not in anger. Oftentimes we do stuff out of emotion, and that's not where we should be. So I'm going to say, yeah, you should have at least a level head.
Okay. How you doing, Ms. Arlene? Miss you, Ms. Arlene. How you doing, Ms. Cabrini? Okay. So the question, y'all, says, this week we talked about correcting promptly. If I am angered, should I wait until I have a cool head before knocking my daughter's teeth out? See, here's the thing. Not only should you wait before you have a cool head, we got to wait until our mind changes. Because that is not the correcting that God is talking about. Because you do know that you can physically deprive yourself of something and still mentally still be gone. You know that, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
How you doing, Ms. Kimberly and Ms. Shari? How you doing, Ms. Shari? I text you earlier. I'm going to get on you, Ms. Shari. Okay? But y'all know that, right?
Yes.
So,
yes.
Thing is, just because you physically chastise someone, does that mean they're getting an understanding mentally?
Nope. Oh, no.
Y'all, if it was about the physical, well, we all would be saved because God chastises us all the time physically, right? But why are mine not right? We still childish. Why are we, and when I say childish, let me define childish again. The definition of childish is anything that does not look like Jesus.
All right.
Everybody follow me?
Okay,
anything that does not look like Jesus, because I want to be on one accord here, because everybody has different variations of what childish is, and childish in simplistic form is anything. This is why the Bible said, when I was a child, I spoke like a child, I thought like a child, I reasoned, I understood like a child, but now that I'm an adult, I put away childish things. In other words, childish is anything that looks like the world and not like God. Fair enough?
Yes
sir.
Okay. What'd you say, Ms. Rochelle? Spare the rod or spoil the child. Don't mean abuse. Yeah, you shouldn't abuse them. How you doing, Ms. Christine? So you should not abuse your child. If you want them to understand the parameters, okay, the rules of the relationship, okay, just for one, if I'm angered, should I wait? Didn't the Bible say be slow to anger?
That's right.
It does.
Right? And didn't the Bible also say, be angry, but do not sin?
Sin. Mm-hmm.
Right. See, that's childish. Have you seen somebody whoop a child? And they just whoop them because they're mad, but did the child get an understanding? See, here's understanding. Understanding is not what you tell them. Understanding is what you show them.
Amen.
Because a lot of times, y'all know parents do this all the time. A lot of times, rather. Do as I... What they say, Mr. PJ?
Say.
Do as I say, not as I do. So who's supposed to gain an understanding from that? You're telling me one thing, but my eyes see something totally different.
Amen.
Right? That's childish, right? Mm-hmm. Isn't it childish when people play games like, I love you, but they show that they don't?
Right.
Is that childish? That's very childish, right? Okay. That'd be childish. Isn't it also childish when we have parents that say, hey, do this, but you don't do it yourself?
Amen.
Come on.
That's childish,
amen.
Right? But
amen.
Before you knock their teeth out, why don't you knock your own teeth out? Because they're not the problem. The parent is the problem. Show
mm-hmm.
them how to be responsible. See, when you show them how to do it and you train them, you know, training is not, you know, a once-a-month thing. Training is a consistent thing. You understand?
Right.
So training up the child in the way that they should go,
and when they're older, they won't depart from it. If you want them not to be childish, shouldn't you grow in God before they grow?
Come on.
Oh, yes.
I'm just saying, right?
Yes.
Then leave.
All right. What you said, how you doing, Miss Toya and Miss Asha? Okay. What you said, Miss Kimberly said, do as I said, okay. Miss Arlene said, go to her with love and have a conversation because you may push her further away with anger. Absolutely. Absolutely. Y'all, a lot of times, y'all do know this, that this is childish too. Now listen to me and listen to me good. A lot of people cannot express what they're trying to say, so they physically try and do it. Now it's okay when it's love involved because some people can't express love verbally, but they can show you love. You know, gifts of affirmation, so forth and so on. What's going on, Lenard, my boy? Right? So people can show you. However, it becomes childish when it's predicated and built and founded in sin. In other words, I can't make them understand, so I beat them and I whip them and I chastise them without giving them an explanation. That is not the way. In other words, if you're going to chastise me or whip me, please explain to me why first before you actually strike me.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't that be the responsible thing? Because there's nothing, y'all, I don't know if Mr. DJ, come on, stop being childish. It's time to grow up. Why are we fighting? Before we fight, tell me why we're fighting before we fight so I can know why.
Right.
Yes.
What sense does it make to fight? If I don't know why I'm fighting, how can I use my force? I don't even know why I'm fighting.
And you know what, Mr. Carr, that makes you a bully.
That makes you a bully. So you do know that parents, and y'all do know, can I say this? Bullying is what? Childish.
Yes.
It is.
Bullying is childish. That's just a form to say that I'm in control.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's all bullying is. In other words, I don't have the mental strength to do it, so physically I'm going to bully you. And some people even bully mentally as well.
Yeah, they do. They do.
But for every bully, I promise you, they have a defense up of something they lack. And that's childish. Parents, if you want them to grow up and be responsible adults, mature adults, not being childish as an adult, shouldn't you show them how maturation looks like? Because you can't just beat everything to get it straight. Because if that be the case, then God gets you straight. And God has whipped up
Come
a lot.
That's right.
Thanks, y'all. Yeah, y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
Perfect sense.
How you doing, Miss Kimberly Smith and Miss Rhonda? What's going on, Kevin? Boy, Kevin Franklin, man, that's a legend there, y'all. Okay. Miss Sharon, how you doing, Miss Tessa? Okay. So y'all with me? So this is important.
Yes, sir.
To grow up. What you said, Miss Alicia? Hold on, Miss Alicia said something. I need to get to this. She said, as a single mother, I have learned that I can tell my children and show my children the way, the right way. But when they're with their dad, okay, they be lit, okay? they turn around, okay? So there's a lot of division in that area that has made my kids very rebellious. So both parents have to be mature. You're absolutely right, Miss Alicia, and y'all, that's great, and I'm glad you brought that up. Because a lot of times we try and rear kids, but then you have the vice set up. The vice of, can I be honest with y'all? Don't get
Come
mad
on.
At me. Hold on, let me put up a defense so y'all don't let at me. Don't get mad at me. This is why God wants us to be equally yoked.
Amen.
Y'all know that?
Amen.
Yep.
Y'all know that, right?
Yep.
Now, I'm not trying to throw stones. I'm not. But do understand. And when we don't do things God's way, you see how hard it is to bring anything into line with God, meaning maturation?
Mm-hmm.
Because the whole situation was predicated in childishness in the first place, because God said be married. And see, our little immature selves, my hand is raised too, our little immature selves, me too, we go and have kids outside of wedlock. Now you know you're rolling the dice, right? Because now you're trying to rear a child. What if the person that you had a child with, not in God, like you trying to be in God. You know that's going to create a problem.
Right. Oh, yes.
Amen.
It's okay to be honest. Now, how you doing, Miss Jennifer?
And,
right?
and Mr. Carr.
I'm not sure that's all of us, right? Well, me.
Yes, sir. Yes,
all
sir.
About me.
Yes.
Right? How you doing, Miss Sonya? Love you, Miss Sonya. Miss Katrina, how are you doing, Miss Ashley? Okay. And Miss, who is that? Miss Roshonda? Okay. So it's hard.
And Mr. Carr.
Uh-huh.
Can I take some of your licks?
I'm gonna
just jump in here and take a couple of them. Also, that creates weekend parenting, and
ooh,
weekend parent, you know, and I'm like I said, I'm gonna take some of your licks. Whether it be the mom or the dad, they don't get the same benefits of being with the child, you know, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You only see them the weekend. So when you come weekend, you ready for activities, but instead, parent together.
That's
you
right.
Know, parent together. If that child is on punishment for whatever, make sure you tell the other parent so y'all
That's
can
right.
be on the same page and, you know, like you said, coexist. If we're not married or not together for whatever reason, both of you have a responsibility due to that child.
That's absolutely right, Mr. DJ. Ms. Arlene said the kids play each of the parents
yes,
when they are not on the car. They play on one against the other. You're right. See, here's
mm-hmm.
a problem. Here's another problem with childishness in parenting that stems to the children. Okay? Watch this, y'all. When you try and co-parent, if you co-parent correctly in God, if you have two mature people, it can work. But when you
right.
co-parent and you still have one who's trying to mature in God and the other one who's being immature, your hello, how you doing, and you actually working with them can be mistaken as I'm flirting with. Now, listen to what I'm saying. Why is this childish now? This childishness.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when y'all getting alone, he want me or she want me. It's not about the parenting. Then they think you want to link back up.
Right.
The reason why I'm saying it is because of this. Because now they take the linking back up to say this. If we get back together, oh, I'm going to do my part. But if this should not work again, I'm not. So whatever you say, I'm going to go against. That is not how parenting should work. You're trying to rear a child. So just because you're cordial don't mean that I want you.
Exactly.
I'm trying to help somebody out. Because y'all know that the childishness starts with the parents, not the children. The children
yes,
are so impressionable, they go by what they see.
Yep.
Okay. Y'all want to believe that or not? This is true,
yes,
huh?
Yes, sir.
This is very true. What'd you say, Ms. Karen? Too late to fix it. But going forward, choices have to be different. Absolutely. How you doing, Ms. Katrina? Okay. Ms. Tamika, how are you? So y'all with me? So just because
mm-hmm.
you co-parent well does not mean that I want to be in a relationship with you again. And this is not personal. This is universal. So that
right.
we can rear a responsible child. You understand? It's time to put those shots. What we had back then was back then. Ain't no rekindling. There's no need for that. You
right.
have grown, I've grown. We've grown separately. But can we come to one conclusion that we have a child together?
Right.
Are we
come
have
on.
Children together? And we have to realize, in other words, we got to be on one accord for the child. Not for you and I, but for the child. Let us not be childish. The childish games was back in high school or back in college or back way back when, but we have matured. Is that fair to say? Because, see, what happens is people start to get their childish feelings involved, and if you don't give me what I want, I'm going to start, watch this, I'm going to start dangling that child like a piece
yep.
of meat.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. So in other words, if you say yes, I'm going to automatically say no because I'm acting petty. And y'all know that petty is a form of what? Childishness.
Childishness.
Yep.
That's petty. How you doing, Ms. Janice? Ms. Pearl? Y'all with me? So we can't act
mm-hmm.
petty when it comes to a valuable soul. That child has the right to know God. That child has the right to be mature. Let us be mature in our rearing of the child. And part of that maturity, part of the responsibility of being mature is showing them, not telling them all the time. You got to show them.
Amen.
All right.
Fair enough?
Yes, sir.
Fair enough? I want y'all to know this. Come on, y'all. We're talking about don't be childish. Grow up. Watch this. You do know that Jesus, the Bible says that what the word of God couldn't do, what his word could not do, he said he sent Jesus to do. In other words, my words didn't reach you, but let me send my life to show you. Oh.
Right.
Yes.
Y'all, this is scripture. My words couldn't reach you, so I'm going to send my life to show you. Remember the Bible said he'll meet us where we are? So if God would meet us where we are, and he is maturation, he is mature, he is our father, meaning adult, shouldn't we match that?
Yeah.
In other words, stop saying so much and start showing more.
All right.
Show your children how to grow up. Man, y'all better catch this. Parents, just because we're older don't mean that we're not childish.
Amen.
I know I ain't going to get too many amens because people don't want to identify as being childish. Parents, let me say it again. Let me say it again. My hand is the first one. I'm not throwing stones. Just because we're older does not mean that we're not childish.
Amen.
That's right.
Y'all going to be honest with me tonight? How you doing,
just
Shannon and Miss Crystal? How are you? Coach Hopkins, man, that's my coach, y'all. I love my coach, man. That's my coach. Coach Hopkins. Okay, but y'all with me? Okay.
Oh, yes.
Because we have to come to the conclusion when we can identify what childish is, then we can address it, and then we can start resisting what childish is. In other words, before it gets to our children, make sure we cut it off so that that generational curse doesn't rub off on them.
Amen.
All right.
And Mr. Carr, being childish ourselves, too, just as an example to throw out there, you know, you go to church or you go somewhere and then next thing you know, you gossiping or saying something bad about the child's teacher or somebody in the pulpit or somebody at the church, and you don't think that that child is watching you, but they are.
You just hit the nail on the head. Can I say this? Women, fellas, everybody out there?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all know petty. I told you petty is a form of being childish, right?
Right.
Y'all know the worst thing you ever do is be childish in front of your children.
Oh,
you know,
come on.
When we gossiping about other people, whether it be family members, your sister, your brother, your husband, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, whatever, if you gossiping, you do know that's a form of being childish. Now, how can a child grow up when they see it coming from you? Childish.
That's right.
Come on.
That's right.
Come on, y'all. Y'all with me? How you doing, Miss Mary?
Yes.
Y'all, we can't be doing it in front of them kids like that. If you're going to be childish on your own time. You're trying to raise a responsible young lady. You're trying to raise a responsible young man, and God is trying to raise you. So he may have to separate you, too. In other words, if you're going to stumble, don't fall in front of them. Don't do that in front of them. Don't be childish in front of them because they're going to be standing before God and say, God, the example that you gave me, they're going to be just like Adam. God, that lady you sent me, they're going to be like, God, the parents that you gave me, they was childish, so I thought that was right. See, you're not just affecting you. You got to be very careful with that.
Yep.
Amen.
How you doing, Miss Latricia? What'd you say, all up in the conversation, Miss Sierra?
No.
That's right.
How you doing, Miss Mary, Miss Kay? Y'all got with me, though? So we got to be very careful when it comes to doing mature things because little do you know, believe it or not, and this is not really, believe it or not, you know, when you dot the door, I'm talking sudden twain. Okay, when you dot the door, in other words, when you leave home late at night, I don't care that they're 17. What you think you're setting the stage for? Your
right.
husband,
come on.
You've been married. When you leave your wife, you're not even married. When you leave home that late at night, what you think them kids going to be doing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And they know what you're doing, too.
Oh.
Yep.
You ain't going to play no cards, that's for sure.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You can't even see cars after 8 o'clock.
Right.
Your vision gets blurred. Huh? How you doing, Ms. Green? And what'd you say, Ms. Jennifer? Ms. Jennifer said, I admit, I have been childish as an adult before. I have changed those ways tremendously. God's grace and mercy changed me. Thank you, Jesus. That's what's up. Y'all see, we got to get this thing right. What'd you say, Ms. Alicia? Hold on. Let's see it. And y'all, listen. Everybody ain't them kids' uncle and auntie.
Okay.
Right.
Tell it.
Childish. I know I done messed somebody up talking about, like, I ain't let my baby listen to this call. That is your uncle.
Oh,
man,
yeah.
That ain't your uncle. That is not your uncle. That is not their auntie. They got too many uncles and aunties that don't even come to the family reunion. Ask them why
right.
all their aunties and uncles don't come at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Tell it.
I'm going to leave that right there. Miss Alicia, it's time to grow up, y'all. Miss Alicia, what you said, let me share this. I was childish. I was the petty queen. Okay, Queen Petty. Queen P, okay. But my pettiness towards my son, Dad, caused my son to try to commit suicide. See, y'all, this is real.
Mm-hmm.
Her pettiness towards her son's father caused her son to try and commit suicide not once but 3 times. Oh, the growth in me. My whole world changed. You see what I'm talking about?
Yes.
This is real talk.
Come on.
Man,
yes.
This is real. You see? You see what the word of God provokes? See, now look at what the Bible says, confess your sins. Look at the testimony behind it. She can talk about it because she's no longer petty. She's no longer childish.
Amen.
You see what I'm talking about?
Yes,
that's what
sir.
I'm talking about. And that's a testimony.
Yes,
but
please.
Let us not get to that point, y'all. Mm-hmm. How you doing, Miss Katina? Okay. Miss Krishanda, how are you? All right. Y'all with me so far?
Yes,
sir. Yep.
Okay. So let's be honest about all that. Okay, how you doing, Miss Kylie? And do understand that your children, they want to grow up, but do understand they want to see you grow up before they do.
Come on.
That's right.
Y'all know that? Boy, it ain't nothing like coming to a responsible parent, because then I can always go to that parent and they can always give me great sound advice. It ain't nothing
Amen.
Like knowing your parents immature, because who can I get advice for? Now I have to depend on that person over there in the street or that person over there in my ear. Because
right.
my parents can't give it to me.
Mm-hmm.
You see, parents, before we get into parenting, know what we're getting into. Y'all follow me?
Yes,
yes sir.
Sir.
Right. Next email question. What we got, Ms. Tiana?
All right. Next question states, if my child continues to not learn from correction, how do I move forward without being discouraged or discouraging him?
So the question, y'all, says, and we're talking about don't be childish, it's time to grow up. If my child
right.
continues to not learn from correction, how do I move forward without being discouraged or discouraging him? Mr. DJ?
I would say positive reinforcement with God.
Absolutely.
That's the only way. That's the only way.
Absolutely. Positive reinforcement with God. Mr. DJ kept it short and sweet. That's it. Okay, and you know how you positively reinforce with God? You got to show him.
Oh, yes.
Y'all, it's okay to have tough love. Just don't have crazy love.
Right. right.
Tell me what I mean by tough love. Tough love has a means of an end that says, I'm doing this so that you can go this way, so that you can grow. You may not understand it right now, but you'll understand it soon enough. What the old
right.
what older folks used to tell us? Just keep
Better
on living.
Find that. That's
just
right.
keep on living.
Keep on living.
In other words, I'm teaching you something that you're gonna need in the future. Maybe sooner than
right.
what you think. In other words, your childish days are numbered. Boy, catch this.
Mm-hmm.
Catch it, somebody. Did you hear what I just said? Your childish
mm-hmm.
days are numbered. In other words, so much weight's on the other side of you being childish. See, when you start to mature, you got so many blessings ahead of you, child. But see, mom and daddy, before you tell them that, you got to show them that. See, they got to see when you was once immature, childish, now they see you as growing. See, growth says, man, you changed, didn't you? Hmm? Look at all the blessings and everything that you walking in.
Mm-hmm.
They got to see that in you. In other words, I need y'all to understand this and understand this good. Before they believe in God, they need to believe in the God in you.
That's right.
Amen.
Because it's one thing to hear about God. It's another thing to see God working in your life. Because I remember when my mom used to cuss like a sailor, but now my mom has matured so much. Look at her. Now, I'm not saying that cussing is the only thing that makes you childish, but what I'm saying is I see growth.
Amen.
Right.
I see change. All growth is just change for the positive, not for the negative. Y'all catch that?
Yes, sir.
Yes, indeed.
What'd you say, Miss Rochelle? My kid's father walked out on us when they were at the age of 4 and 6 months. That's tough. I never spoke a bad word about their dad in front of them. See, that's growth and maturity. Y'all know how
yes,
many people are hurt and they speak bad about the other part?
Oh, yes.
Y'all know, let me watch this. Don't let the other party go and do for another woman or another man what they didn't do for you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll go back to being childish, won't we? We'll go back to being petty, won't we? Let them have another child and let them do more for that child than they do for your child.
Or let them appear happy. Let them appear to be happy without you.
Or how petty will we get?
Mm.
Oh,
yes.
Now, some people say, Mr. Carr, that's right. I ain't never speak on their dad. I ain't never speak on their mama. But is that the reason you ain't speak on it? Because you really still wanted them? See, that's by default.
Okay.
No, because I don't want to create a firestorm on his phone.
No, Mr. What with you? Well, Mr. Carr, if I could share a testimony, my mom was the same way. And even though father went off and had got married again, two other kids, doing more for them, she never once said something bad. So seeing that character in knowing the ugly things that had occurred was just absolutely amazing to see someone be that strong.
Hey, y'all, watch this. Do you understand that everything you go through, the Bible said all things work together for the good of those that love the Lord and who are called according to his purpose. Let me simplify this. See, God is doing everything to grow you. What is he growing you from? The old way of thinking, the old way of speaking, the old way of understanding. Now, the old stuff was childish. Because y'all know what we say all the time? Boy, they about to make me act a fool.
Mm-hmm.
I used to act like this. They're about to make me go back to, don't go back to your old ways. Nobody has the power to make you go back and be childish. You're above that.
Amen.
You are above that. Because, see, when they make you go backwards, you done left something alone that needs to be attended to. That's called growth and maturity. See, growth and maturity is where all your blessings are.
Right.
All right.
You know how many people are blessed and don't even know they're blessed because they're too childish to understand it?
Amen.
Boy, y'all got to catch this. The title said, don't be childish, grow up. The reason why God wants us to grow up is so that you can see all the blessings. Do you know that when you grow up, the very thing that you used to think wasn't a blessing, now that you see it as a blessing, you, when you was childish, he loved me. He loved me. He didn't want me. That's when you was childish. Now that you grown up, you said, man, that was a blessing because I'd have been hooked up with the wrong thing. See, when you grew up, how it changed?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
The situation didn't change. Your mind changed.
That's right.
All right.
Change. Your heart changed. And from the abundance of the heart, the mouth shall flow. Now you speak with clarity, meaning life and death lie in the power of the tongue. Mature people speak life into other people. Childish people speak death on everything because they're so childish.
Yep.
They didn't like my post. Oh, watch this, y'all. Come on, Facebook. They didn't like my post. They ain't my friends. That's so childish. Like more than about Facebook. I don't care if you like my post. You know me in person. You know me in real life. Doesn't matter.
Right.
Huh? You ain't put happy birthday on my page. And I just bought you a give me my gift back then. how you doing, Ms. Natasha? That's my love, Ms. Natasha. Ms. Tracy, how are you? Okay, but y'all with me? How you doing, Miss Tamika? Miss Tamika, I'm gonna get you. What you say, Miss? Y'all something? What you say, Miss Karen? You have to show your kids the bigger person. My kids thank me for showing them how to do the right thing, even when no one else is doing the right thing. Absolutely.
That's right. Character.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Integrity.
That's integrity.
And when you grow up and you mature, you do know this. You don't have to be seen by everybody.
That's right.
Come on.
Y'all do know that childish people want to be seen, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right? When you do what you got to do for God, see, when you mature, you know that when you do it, nobody has to know. But when you childish, you want the whole world to see. Y'all go get that picture. Take a picture of me giving to the homeless. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And see, now kids grow up and doing the same thing, being childish. So y'all take a picture of me giving something to my mama. There's, boy, I'm about to tell it like it is. Your kids will come and see you when you're sick. They no longer live in town. But see, maturity, you know how many people would move back because their mom and dad is sick? Now, I'm not saying that you're not right because you didn't move back. But what I'm saying is they're not doing it for a show. See,
right.
They're going to buy you a new car. They don't have to tell the whole world. That's between you and them. That's called maturity. See,
that's
in
right.
Other words, come on, y'all, since we want to grow up, what happened to not letting your left hand know what your right hand doing? Why do we tell our girlfriends everything about what our husband did for us?
Oh, boy.
Wrong.
Why your girlfriend texting your husband, and then she'll say, oh, girl, I did that by mistake. That wasn't by mistake. 3 days in a row?
Right. Sure what?
Or
I sent him that picture by mistake.
Yeah. That's childish. Because because we play them childish games, and we involve people in our relationship, not just the ones with our spouse. We involve people in our relationship with our children. That's between
Amen.
People. Why are you letting somebody else parent your child?
Right.
Come on.
Boy, I'm about to take. Ooh, how you doing, Tay? Tay? Huh? How do you let somebody else parent your child, men? Women, how do you let somebody else parent your child? Let me show you what childish looks like. Childish says that, he ain't want me, so I'm going to let somebody else raise his child. Childish says she ain't want me, so I'm going to let somebody, another woman, raise her child. Don't, that is juvenile. They have one parent. And see, stop being childish. You are not the mother and the father. Let me tell you something, because if you are the kind of like, you must have two parts of genitals that I don't know about, and God don't know about either. You are not the mother and the father. That's a childish way of thinking. You are the mother. Stay in your mother's lane.
Amen.
You are the father. Stay in your father's lane. Just because
Amen.
One is not present don't mean that you should play their role. Do what God called you to do. See, I know I just made somebody mad on that one.
Yes.
They'll be all right by Wednesday. Yeah.
Huh? Y'all know why? Because people get angered by that. That's childish. So
Amen.
What you're telling your child is, baby girl, if he don't want you, just go up and do it your own way. Be your own woman. God didn't intend for her to be by herself. Stop giving her that childish advice.
Come on.
Amen.
Parents, fellas, huh? You telling him it's okay out to be out there a whore and have a child here and there. No, it's not okay. They got diseases. Not only do they have diseases, they have mental things that's called stupidity. And it's stupid.
Yes.
See the childishness behind it? Huh?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
What'd you say, Miss Sharon? You had to learn that the hard way? Okay. And sometimes God has to whip us and whip us hard for us to learn.
Amen.
Miss Deborah? Yeah. So we got to grow up. Remember the title said, don't be childish, grow up. So watch this. How do you know, Mr. Carr? Watch this. Next email question. How do you know when you're being childish versus when you're being mature, Mr. DJ?
When you're being mature, you're definitely in the spirit of God. When you
mm-hmm.
speak, someone is going to listen, follow, even invite you to teach. It's
okay.
hard being mature. If you're childish, that's very, very comfortable and easy. There's no, you know, right or wrong. You just kind of just let it go. When it comes to walking in maturity, that's not always easy. That's you know, the road, the mature road is not easy at all.
Okay. How you doing, Miss Antoinette and Miss Debbie and Miss Danielle? Okay. So the question was, how do you know, thank you so much for that, Mr. DJ. I'm going to piggyback by what he said. How do you know when you are being childish versus when you're being mature? The title said, don't be childish, grow up. How do you know the difference? This is how you know. Remember the Bible says, let it be done on earth as it's done in heaven. How do you know? Would Jesus react the way that you react? Would Jesus talk the way that you talk? Would he live the way, would he understand, would he think the way that you think? How do you know when you're being childish? When you look like the world.
Amen.
Let me say it again. How do you know when you're being childish? When the world accepts you and your behavior and your thought patterns and the way you speak. Because remember, they rejected Jesus because he was peculiar. He was doing something heavenly on earth. Let me say that again. He was so mature that the childish people on earth had to reject him.
Right.
Come on.
Mm-hmm. See, it's time to grow up. And when you grow up, watch this. You go up. I'm going to say it one more time. When you grow up, you go up. See, heaven is where?
Heaven is where?
So when you grow up, you do what?
Go up.
Towards heaven. Hmm?
Ain't that something? See, baby yes. Jesus, uh-huh, that was cool. But look at grown adult Jesus.
Yes,
ain't that something?
Right.
Y'all see where I'm going? How do you know? Oh,
yep.
What'd you say, Miss Crystal? When you let things go. See, that's a part of growing up. See, that's a part of heaven. When you grow up, you go up. In other words, how do you know when you're being childish versus being immature? The more you look like God, the more mature you are. The less you look like God, well, you know the rest, the more childish you are.
Yep.
Come on. Think about the last thing that we did today. Think about the last thing that we did. Did we handle it as a child of God or as childish in the world? How you doing, Miss Andrea? What'd you say, Miss Danielle? When you can't define, can't be defined as a Christian or a sinner, fitting in with the crowds. Absolutely. The last thing, think about the last thing that you did after, before you got online. Did it look like God? Did it sound like God? Did you think like God? Did you understand like God? Did you respond like God? Or did you do it in a childish way? Y'all know the funny part about it, Miss Tiana, Mr. DJ? So many people say, God, you have to, God don't have to forgive nothing. In other words, we say, God, I'm about to be childish. Forgive me for this. No, he don't.
Oh.
Because remember, tomorrow's not promised. And if tomorrow's not promised, your next breath isn't either.
Amen.
Come on. You know better,
Hello?
You do better.
Well, you know, Mr. Well, I'm about to, watch this. The next email question. Come on. Don't be childish, grow up. That's a topic. What's the difference, Mr. DJ? What's the difference between knowing and understanding?
Ooh, boy. You can know right from wrong, but do you understand? Do you understand the difference between the two? That's the difference with it. When you know better, you're supposed to do better. That don't always mean you understand. You might know, you know, that's wrong, but do you understand about it?
Mr. DJ, watch this, y'all. I'm about to add to his point. When you know better, you should do better. When you know better, operative word, you should. When you know
right.
better, you ought to do better. Right? That means it's
right.
a choice. But watch this. When you understand, you will do better. The difference
Amen.
Is one is an option, the other one isn't. When you know better, that don't mean that you necessarily will do better. But when you understand, and understanding in its true essence of the word, you will change and do better. When you understand that hell is real and heaven is real, you would not do wrong. See, a lot of us know, but we don't understand. Understanding brings about change. Knowing just gives us knowledge. See, guess who else has knowledge?
Satan does.
Didn't the Bible say be as wise as a serpent? That means he's full of knowledge.
Right.
He's full of knowledge. But if he truly understood, if you understood how to use your gift, you would operate in it. But just because you know you have one don't mean that you're going to operate in it.
Right.
Yes.
Come on, catch what I'm saying. In other words, when you know that you're an adult, see, knowing that you're an adult don't mean that you want to be an adult 24-7 because sometimes we just want to cry and lean on somebody else. You don't have time to be childish.
Amen.
Lord have mercy. Mr. Clark, sometimes I just want to be a child because everybody come to me. I'm the one in the family that everybody go to. Stop that. You childish. Be responsible. When did you ever see your father in heaven talk about, I'm just tired. I want to take a day off. Everybody always praying to me.
Right. Right.
Oh, come on. See, I know everybody might not like that, huh? Right? What you said, Miss Rochelle? You can't straddle the fence. Boy, she talking now. There is no gray area. It's either black or white. You can't serve him and the life of a sinner. See, you can't be knowing and not doing. The Bible says don't be just hearers, but doers. See, knowing is that I hear. Doing says I understand. That's what your answer right there.
Amen.
All right.
Your answer. And the Bible said don't just know it. He said do it. Understand it. Because when you understand something, don't you take on the responsibility of being a mature adult and do it?
Yes,
child,
you do.
Y'all know what you say when you get on your children because they're so, you know, childish? And they know better. Just because they know better don't mean that you can't spank them. Because just because they know don't mean that they did.
That's right.
What'd you say, Miss Jennifer? There was an accident at work last Monday to where I had to comfort a coworker. I have been a great friend, too. She was gossiping about me at another location, and someone called me and told me things that were said. I was mature enough to call her in a room and talk with her. I responded in a mature way. I could have brought my Vaseline and Timberlands to work. Thank you, God, for growth and change and maturity. See?
Okay.
See, you grew up right there. And y'all do know that things can make us grow up.
Yes.
Right. You understand? Ms. Danielle, what you said? Knowing is when you know a thing and still do it. But understanding is taking a better approach and not doing what self wants. Man, high five. Tell them again. Yes. Preach it. That's what it is, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
We let flesh make our decisions. Get out of your flesh and get in the spirit. Yeah, I like that point, y'all, because childish people said, you know, well, I was operating in my flesh. That means you know you was being petty. That means you know you was being childish.
Exactly.
How you know
right.
you was being childish and you don't change?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. How that? Age has no variance, has nothing to do with being childish or mature. Age is just a number. Don't you know that you can be 8 years old, 10 years old, 13 years old, and mature than a lot of these grown folk out here?
Yes.
Yeah, I know that to be true, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
What'd you say, Miss Crystal? You can know everything good, bad, and ugly, but just knowing isn't enough. Knowing and understanding the consequences of your actions is the difference. Consequences are both good and bad, okay? What'd you say? If you steal something and get caught, you should understand that you will go to jail. If you understand that you have to pay for it, then you won't go to jail. Understanding gives us freedom. Amen.
Right.
See, that's mature answers. Childish answers would be something silly like, shoot, man, steal it. If you get, G's don't get caught. That's so childish.
Hmm.
Just because they didn't catch you on camera don't mean that God didn't catch you.
Exactly.
That ticket is you knowing better. You knowing right from wrong. But that jail is understanding. That's gonna,
all right.
You're going to learn today. Yeah, that's
you're going to learn today.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on, Shakidra? Okay. So y'all with me so far?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
All right. So I want to give us something, and I want everybody, because I wrote something down, but I want y'all to hear this and hear this good. Okay? Stay right there. This is important. Miss Tiana. Real quickly, can y'all write this down? Because this is going to be important. I want everybody to hear this. 1 Corinthians 13 and 11. Yes, omnipotent. All right.
All right.
I thought you was talking about the Staples Center. Potent. Omnipotent. I thought you named a stadium or something. Yes, omnipotent. All right. That's what I'm talking about. You know I'm just messing with her. 1 Corinthians 13 and 11, y'all. Write that down, but listen to this. Come on, now we're talking about don't be childish, grow up. Check it out. What you got, Miss Tiana, real quickly?
When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things.
When
Amen.
I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I understood like a child. But when I grew up, when I
That's
grew
right.
up,
anyway.
I put away childish things.
That's right.
Y'all got that?
Yes,
check
sir.
It out. Don't be childish. Grow up. I got you, Ms. Rochelle. Omnipresent. I got you. I know what you're talking about. Okay? I put away childish things. Y'all, at some point in our life, we got to put away childish things. Don't expect your kids to put toys up when you have yet to put yours up. Because, see, a toy is not just a little toy they play with. A toy can be a mentality. My God.
Mm-hmm. Mm, come on.
Catch them now. We tell our kids they need to clean. How you doing, Ms. Dominique? Love you, Ms. Dominique. We tell our kids all the time, put that up. Put those cars up. Clean up your... But when we going to clean up our act? When we going to clean up our life? When we going to do some cleaning? See, it's childish to say that I'm going to do spring cleaning and you start deleting people from Facebook. But when you going to start removing people from your life that shouldn't be there? Now, watch this. I ain't talking about just people, but I'm talking about those old thoughts, those old bad habits that we used to have. When we going to remove that? Stop removing people and start removing yourself, that old stuff as well. Don't just remove them. I know. What about you?
All right.
Hello, Ms. Commodore. How are you doing, Ms. Chantel? What about us? When are we going to get to checking us before? Remember the Bible said, before you remove the speck, remove the plank from your own eyes? Before we stop them from being childish, why don't we stop ourselves from being childish?
Amen.
Amen.
Hello?
Amen. And Mr. Carr, isn't it true that some things can be out of tradition too? I'm not trying to poke fun at nobody, but, you know, what you just said about putting away childish things, you know, even when you're young, you eat a young plate. You might get a paper plate or a sippy cup. Okay,
right.
How much longer are you going to, you know, even in the word, how much longer are you going to be immature and eat at the little kids' table? How much longer are you going to stop eating stuff one at a time and realize your food spiritually goes together? You know, I'm not telling everybody, you know, you eat the way you want to eat, but my point is you got to grow up. Sometimes you just got to grow up.
We got to grow up, and that's absolutely right. Okay, how you doing, Ms. Priceless? Okay, so, y'all, we have to put away childish things. That's what it says. But when I grew up, I put away childish things. A lot of times you get it messed up. We try and put away the childish things before we grow up. But when you grow up, you know how to put it aside.
Right.
Going into
y'all,
my
watch this, y'all. Uh-huh. Y'all, the Bible tells us we have to put it away. But you say, Miss Jennifer, real talk, I wish my niece was on Facebook Live when you made that statement. My God. She can go back to
her. Uh-huh. That's right.
Y'all, look. Man, listen to what I'm about to say. The very first thing in that statement, when the Bible says, but when I grew up, I put away childish things. Check this out.
Right.
The very first thing that we must know is that it is not us. Guess what I'm saying? The Bible says, but when I grew up, I put away childish things. I put it away. It is not us. Catch what I'm saying. Y'all got to embrace the fact that it is not us. Okay?
Right.
Okay.
In other words, when I was being childish, the way that I spoke, the way that I thought, the way that I understood, that childish way of thinking was not me.
Come on.
We got to put it away. Catch what I'm saying, y'all. In other words, it's not me. It's not us. I can survive without it.
That's right.
Y'all not catching me yet.
That's right.
Until, literally, watch this, until you know that you won't kill, until you know that, you won't kill it.
Yeah.
You got to know what it is. I put it away. I put away childish. It is not you. Until you know that, you won't kill it, because you'll think that killing it is killing you. Catch what I'm saying.
Tell it.
I'm about to help somebody. You ever seen some people say, watch this, you ever seen people say, that's just who I am? That is not you.
Right.
That childish way, that's not who God called you to be. God didn't create you with that foolishness. It became a representation of who you are. Because if it was you, that means God couldn't change you. That is not you.
Yes.
You got to understand that God said, put it away. Separate the two. That was, that it, that is not you. So now when you kill it, you can live without it. A lot of people say that's just me. In other words, they're saying, if I kill it, I can't lose my identity. That is not your identity.
Right.
Come on.
Y'all.
Come on.
You got to know it. Huh? Because if you don't know it, you won't kill it, because you think killing it is killing you.
Mm.
Yes.
Huh? And if you don't kill it, it literally stops you from being the new you, who God has called you to be. Remember, born again. So why we can't walk into blessings, why we can't grow, why we can't mature? Because we won't kill the old childish ways. Because we think the old childish ways is us, and it's not. You got to kill it. Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yep.
And as we start to grow up in God, we start to create something called a new normal. Y'all with me? A new norm. Catch what I'm saying, y'all. As we mature in God, we start to establish a new normal. Okay? Y'all with me?
Yes.
Okay. And in order to experience that new normal, we have to put away the old things. You know, that old way of thinking, the old way of understanding, the old way of speaking. We got to put those things away, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we do.
I'm about to give us three pointers, and I want y'all to write these down, because this is a question that's always been asked. The title says, don't be childish, grow up. Watch this, okay? Watch this, and I want y'all to write this down for real. Some people still ask the question, how do I put it away? Write that at the top of your paper. How do I put it away? I want to give you all three forms.
Okay.
So people be saying, I hear you, but tell me, how do I put it away? Right?
Okay.
All right.
All right. Write these down. Number one. Number one, how do you kill it and put it away? Hmm? Number one, you cannot put away what you do not identify. My God.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm helping somebody grow from being childish to being, in other words, identify that you have a smoking problem. In other words, identify that I just love women and, oh, I love their shape. Identify it so you can put it. You got to identify that I still have a crush. I still have love for them. If you don't identify, how can you put it away?
Amen.
Man, I'm trying to help somebody. Huh? I got to identify that I got sticky hands when I go to Walmart. Then they don't have no cashiers no more. Oh, I got to identify what is wrong. I got to be you. Number one, how you put it away. How you doing, Miss Angela, Miss Francesca? Okay. Number one, you have to identify it so that we can grow up and stop being childish. If you have feelings for it, identify it. Because if you don't identify it, you cannot put it away. Number one. You can't put away. You cannot put away what you don't identify.
That's right.
You have to identify it every time to show up, people. Come on now. Come on. You got to say, hey, this not me. I can't be stealing. I can't be cursing. I can't be going to your house no more. You can't be texting. You can't be calling me. That's not me.
Yes.
Lord have mercy. Can't be cheating on my taxes no more. I can't be doing certain things no more. I'm growing up. And in growing up, I got to identify my childish ways of past. I can't do it no more.
That's right.
Makes sense?
Yes, sir.
Yes, indeed.
That's not the way you understand it. That's not the way you speak about it. That's not the way you think about it. So literally, when those thoughts come back and back around your way, number one, you got to identify it. But it leads us to number two. When those thoughts come back around, you have to number two.
Mm-hmm.
Once you identify it, the Bible says number two, you have to resist it.
Amen.
I'm trying to help somebody grow up. We're trying to go from being childish to growing up. Once you identify it, you have to resist it. This is how you go from being childish to being mature. I identified that I have a filthy mouth. So every time it tries to come, I identified it. Now I got to resist it every time it try and come around. Every time he try and call you. Every time she try and text you. You got to resist it. Come on. Because if not, you're going to always be childish.
All right.
Hello? Number two, you have to resist it. And the Bible says if you resist it, if you resist him, he will flee.
Come on.
How you know that people still childish? Because the devil. Hello. My God. How you know that people still childish? Because the old thing still gravitates to them. Because see, if God be a lie, that would, if it's still around you, that means God is a lie. You're talking about, I do resist it. I'm all grown up. Well, how you grown up and you have yet to resist it? Because the Bible said when you resist it, it shall flee. So how is that old thought, that old behavior, that old thing that got you in trouble still around? Who the lie? Us, God.
First.
Lord have mercy. Y'all got it? Number one,
yes, yes, sir.
Identify. Number two, was resisted. You know how you resist something? This is how you put it away. You resist it by rejecting it. Come on, y'all. I do personal training for a living. I do this for a living, too. I do personal training. That's a gift that God gave me. And y'all ever heard of something called resistance training?
Yep. Right.
I'm about to tell somebody tonight, Mr. DJ. Y'all ever heard of resistance training?
Oh, yes.
Y'all, resistance training is any exercise that causes the muscles to contract against external resistance with the expectation of increasing the strength, the tuning, and the endurance in the individual. See, God tells us to resist so that we can increase our strength. I can do all things through God who strengthens me. God put the obstacle, he put the childishness in your way so you can resist it. God put it there to make you stronger.
Amen.
Oh, my God. Did y'all know that?
Yeah.
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. How does, what dumbbells, what weight set, what band does God use to strengthen us? Oh, childishness, old things, old exes, old behaviors, old attitude, old thoughts, old understanding. He uses that to strengthen us. How does he use resistance training? The more you resist it, the stronger you get.
That's right.
Huh? You tone up your spirit, man. Exercise your faith. Now, hold on. It causes resistance training, causes endurance increase. Remember, the race is not given to the swift or the strong. I'm going to let y'all finish it. But to those who
endure to the end.
Oh, my God.
That's right.
Look at what childishness do for you. It strengthens you. It tones you. And it actually helps increase endurance.
Yep.
Y'all catching this?
Yes.
Yeah.
What you say, Miss Karen? What does not kill you makes you stronger. Huh? We got to get rid of that old stuff. So you got to identify it, then you got to resist it. Come on, y'all. Hmm? Those urges that want to pull you back into being childish again, how you doing, Frankie? Resist it, Miss. How you doing, Miss Karen? Y'all with me? How you doing, Miss Shabri? Uh-huh. Y'all with me? Every time it... Uh-huh. Every time, whatever that it is that made you be childish, those thoughts, those behaviors, that feeling that you got when he came around, that love that you thought you got, it resists it. But you got to first identify, because if you don't identify, you can't resist.
Yep.
In other words, you got to be honest before you can resist anyway. In other words, you got to go to the gym before you can actually resist with the weights. You got to identify that I have a weight problem. I identify that I'm not strong like I need to be. I'm not toned like I need to be. That my health is failed. I got to identify it so then I can go and get resistance training. Uh-oh. How you doing, Ms. Jocelyn? Y'all with me?
Yep.
Yes, sir.
That makes sense to me, y'all. Can y'all see me out there still?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why this thing... cutting up, but we still going to keep on moving. Okay? So you got to resist it. Every time it comes around to control you, it comes to control how you speak, right? It comes to control how you understand, right? Huh? How you think, huh? The Bible said resist it and it'll flee. How you doing, Miss Brenda? The more you resist it, the more it'll flee. The more you cut that thought off, the more you cut that old way of understanding off, it will die. The less you speak about what you thought about in the earth, it will go away. Do you understand it? Resist the devil and he will flee.
Yep.
All right. I gave y'all number one with the identifier. This is how we put things away. This is how we put that childish stuff away. Number two. Y'all got number two? We got to resist it. And number three. Uh-huh. Number three. You have to have a renewed mind. Ooh, catch this one now.
Amen.
Uh-huh. Catch it, Mr. DJ. How you doing, Ms. Korsha, Ms. Sheikah? Uh-huh. You have to have a renewed mind. If you want to remove yourself from being childish and grow into being mature, you have to resist the old thing. So, in other words, first you got to identify the old bad habits, identify that which used to get you in trouble. Then you got to resist the very thing that you identified. Then you have to have a renewed mind. Huh? How you doing, Ms. Tuck? You understand?
Yes,
sir. Yes. Can I show y'all an example? I don't want everybody to get mad at me, but check this out. When I say renewed mind, watch this. See, childish people think that you need money to make it. You need more money, right?
Right.
But see, when you mature, you understand that you don't need no more money. Nope. You need more mind. Catch what I'm about to tell y'all. Huh?
Come on.
See, the thing is, Mr. DJ, when you get your mind right, when your mind gets right, the money will chase you. Catch what I'm
saying.
Yes,
it will.
That's what I'm saying. You don't need more money. You need more mind. See, mature people know it's not about how much I make. It's about how much chases me. When your mind is right, money will start to chase you.
All right.
Lord have mercy. I'm trying to help somebody. If your mind gets right, the money will chase you. Let me prove it to y'all, right? Hmm? See, I'm the same guy, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, from Glen Oaks. Mm-hmm. I'm that same guy. Yeah. I got the same body. I mean, it changes over time, you know, but I got the same body. I got the same look. I walk the same. Mm-hmm. The only thing that changed from way back then was my mind.
All right.
Mr. DJ, they ain't catch that one? Let me prove it to y'all again. Write this scripture down, Luke 15 and 16. Miss Tiana, get ready to read that. And stay right there in Luke because we're going to go to 17 and 18 again. Watch this. Let me help y'all. Let me show you what a renewed mind does to your maturation process. See, when you identify the things that would used to bother you, that used to get you outside of God's will, when you identify the sin, and then you resist the sin, you have to have a renewed mind. Now watch this. See, the renewed mind is your maintenance package. Woo, catch what I'm about to show you. Watch this. Oh, yeah, we got to stop being immature. We got don't be childish, grow up. Check it out, Mr. DJ. Check this out. Miss Tiana, you got Luke 15 and 16?
Yes, sir.
What you got?
And he would gladly have filled his stomach with the pods that the swine ate, and no one gave him anything.
Y'all, this is talking about the prodigal son. Now, everybody know the story of the prodigal son. When the prodigal son left his father's house, Mr. DJ, was he not being childish?
Very childish.
Childish. But when that prodigal son got his mind right, he was mature. He came back. Look, let me prove it to you now. A renewed mind, number three, right? The prodigal son was literally in the pen of hogs, y'all.
That's
he was surrounded by pigs, y'all. Okay? He was broke. He was disgusted. He smelled bad. He was childish, y'all. You see what happens when you're childish? Look at what happens. We are surrounded by swine. Ooh. The Bible said, do not touch the swine. See, when you're childish, ooh, you. The only thing that changed with the prodigal son was his mind. Y'all know that?
Come on.
Right.
Y'all follow me? He changed his mind.
Sir.
And then he said to himself, hold on, I got to get up out of this situation. I can't be childish no more. This is not me. He identified where he was and where he shouldn't be. He identified it, he resisted it, and he renewed his mind. See, it doesn't make sense to renew your mind when you have yet to identify and yet to resist the devil.
Come on.
You got to do it and in that order. You got to identify it. You got to resist it. And then you got to renew it. Watch this. Ooh, catch this, y'all. He identified that I was childish. He started to resist where he was at. Then he said, I will arise. I got to get myself up out of this situation. Read Luke 15, 17, and 18, Miss Tiana.
But when he came to himself, he said, how many of my father's hired servants have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise.
Go ahead,
I will arise and go to my father and will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you.
Y'all see it? He came to his senses. Look at his mind. He renewed his mind. When we come to our senses, don't we stop being childish?
That's right.
Yes, indeed.
He stopped being childish. And then look at what he did. He rose up. He spoke it into existence. He rose up. He rejected where he was because he no longer wanted to be there, and he got up, and he got out of that place, and he said, I will go to my father, the very person that I sinned against, and I sinned against my father and heaven. See, we think we can just get on our knees and pray to God, but you also got to go to the one that you offended.
Amen.
This is when you mature. See, childish people say, I'm just going to pray about it. Mature people say, I'm going to pray about it, and I'm going to go to the one that I offended. Oh, my God. Because I want to make right what I did wrong. Oh, my God.
And Mr. Y'all, Carr?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. And they will go to someone who doesn't even know that they offended them.
Correct.
They will tell on themselves.
That's right. So, look, y'all, when his mind changed, when the prodigal son's mind changed, catch it. When his mind changed, his whole relationship changed.
Come on.
Ooh, y'all catching this?
Come on.
Your mind changed, you stop being juvenile and childish, and you start being mature. When your mind changed, don't your relationship change with others around you?
Yes.
Then you're better able to remove what you need to remove and restore what you need to restore when your mind changes. How you doing, Miss Tamika? Y'all follow me so far?
Yes, sir.
Yes, indeed.
So when his relationship changed, that's when him and his daddy got back together. When our relationships change and we stop being childish in God, that's when you and God are like this. Y'all buddy-buddy, y'all friends. And remember, the Bible said he reveals everything that's known to the Father is known to Jesus. Jesus tells it to his friends. This is why you know so much in God, because you're no longer juvenile. You're no longer childish. Your mind has changed.
Mm-hmm.
His relationship with his daddy was restored. His daddy and him was back together again. See, when his mind changed, y'all, he got his ring back. The prodigal son was rich. He got his ring back. When his mind changed, y'all didn't catch what I just said. When we stop being childish and our mind changes after we have identified, resisted, and changed our mind back in God, you get your crown back. It's not that it was never gone, but you didn't know what it was because of childish ways. See, children don't know what keys are. But you know when you grow up how expensive that vehicle is.
Yes.
He got his ring back. Yeah. You got your crown back. He got his robe back. Huh? They even killed that fatty calf for him when he came back. His daddy ran to him. They ran to each other. What's going on, Jabbar? Y'all follow me? See, get our mind right.
Yes,
see how the restoration process, you got to put away those childish things. Identify, number one. Number two. Once after you identify, you have to resist it, the old stuff. And then number three, you got to renew your mind so you can get everything back that you once lost.
Amen.
And look at all the blessings that was waiting on him once he changed his mind. Once we change our mind and get back right in God, look at all the blessings that's waiting on you.
All right.
Y'all know that? See, God is waiting on us. So wouldn't it only be right that we stop being childish and grow up?
All right.
Because when we start showing children how to grow up, don't you know they'll follow suit?
Right.
Come on.
All right. Mr. DJ, you want to pray for us right quick, please?
Sure. Bow your head. Close your eyes. Open up your heart. Your Heavenly Father, we come to you as humble as we know how, Father. On bending knees as disobedient children before good parents. Father, we want you to help us, Father, to do better, to be obedient the way we should, Father. Open our spiritual eyes and our spiritual ears. Help us to understand that we are to be like spiritual butterflies, Father. Those butterflies that will never crawl on the ground like a caterpillar ever again. In other words, please help us to realize our potential and grow the way you want us to grow and mature the way we're supposed to be, Father. You said that when we are children, we think like children, we eat like children, we move and do as children do. But when we grow, when we mature, when we become a man, Father, then we are to put away those childish things, and we ought to act like a man, Father. Help us, keep us safe, and bring us back together again at the appointed time, Father. Bless our leader and everybody under the sound of my voice. In your Son Jesus' name, I ask these blessings. Amen.
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 Y'all have a great night. And remember those three things, okay? Remember the Bible said, put away childish things. How you put away childish things? Number one, you got to identify what is childish, meaning what is worldly, what is sin. Identify the sin in your life. Number two, resist the sin in your life. And number three, renew your mind. Y'all have a great night. We'll see y'all next Monday. Y'all have a great night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.